Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
So, Screen Machines creates iconic replica vehicles from TV shows and movies, like the DeLorean from Back to the Future and the Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters. And to tell us all about it and what a flux capacitor is Robert Mosley. How's it going, Bob?
Hi, how are you doing?
Welcome to Behind the Wheel. So, aside from those vehicles, what other cars have you guys made?
Well, you know, over the last 10 years, we've had a love affair with a lot of the 80s movies cars. Dodge Monaco from the Blues Brothers, that's always been a fan. The Ghostbusters Ecto-1, of course, is super iconic. Those are really hard to come by. It's virtually impossible to come up with one of those. Knight Rider has always been a favorite of mine. You know, when I was 16 years old, the very first car I ever had was a 82 Firebird. And I remember driving around as a teenager pretending to be Michael Knight and never knowing that one day I would actually have that real car. And I think that might have been what started this love affair.
Right. So clearly, you know, you've had a passion for cars in the past, but how did you actually get into this to begin with? I mean, were you a mechanic or a machinist? Did you have that kind of background or did you just have an interest?
Well, I started in the video broadcast industry, which is where I got the nickname Video Bob. I produced music videos, and I worked as a chief engineer for an independent American television network. And I would build mobile production news trucks. I would take a van and outfit it to be like a news vehicle. So that's where I learned how to do wiring, metal fabrication, custom interior and things. So on the side, I would come home and build things, small props, movie props in my garage just to pass the time. And, you know, I built myself a Knight Rider in 2004, and I also got a hold of a DeLorean in 2003, which I started tinkering with. It wasn't a full-time machine like the ones that we build now. It was, you know, just had little bits and pieces of it. But I realized that if I kept going with it, the more I added to the car, the more excited people got. And I never knew I was going to end up building these cars for a living. But when you have a DeLorean time machine or a Knight Rider, everyone takes notice and they want to interview you. They want to take your picture. They want you to come to the car show. And that's kind of how that started.
I think you get a lot of interest from kids and that when you go to the shows. But I'm pretty sure you get more questions from middle-aged men. Is that right?
Oh, I mean, you know, I wouldn't recommend building these cars if you're trying to meet girls. If you're trying to meet 40-year-old nerds, this is the car for you. Because the these cars are about my age. I'm 40 years old. I used to sit and watch these shows when I was about 10 years old. I saw Ghostbusters and Knight Rider and Back to the Future and all of those great movies in the middle 80s, just like everyone else my age. And that's at a very impressionable age where you really do believe that dreams can come true.
But speaking of the parts you mentioned before, where do you source like small parts like LEDs and other parts of the car or even the cars themselves?
Well, depending on which car you're talking about, you know, generally we find them, you know, from the same place that everybody finds them. I mean, you know, there's online places, eBay and Craigslist and different car selling websites that are pretty international. And we've gone to great lengths, any length, to get some of these cars either shipped to us or go find them ourselves. The small parts have gotten to be harder and harder. You know, we try to make things as accurate as possible. And concerning, for instance, Back to the Future, the time machine, I started off by basically looking at the credits of the movie and becoming familiar with the people who were the prop builders. And I contacted those people and I just asked them, what did you use or where did you find these places? And we traveled to surplus yards all over the country. There's only a few places in the entire world where you can still find vintage surplus electronics because, you know, with the prices of metal, most electronics get stripped down and melted for their mining content. So there's only a couple of places left where you can find these old parts, some of which are in LA, Los Angeles, Arizona. And I basically just made road trips. I loaded up the car and went to these junkyards, put on boots and gloves and flashlights, and maybe spent a week in a hotel sifting through looking for the parts I needed.
Taking into consideration those limitations, which one of the cars that you've built was the hardest to do in its entirety?
It's kind of hard to say. I think technically I would say the Time Machine, because the Time Machine was the result of 10 years of research and work.
So Scream Machines is coming up soon. What other vehicles will we get to see?
Our first season we did the Ghostbusters Ecto-1, we did Knight Rider, we did the Jurassic Park Jeep, we did the Cream Puff Cadillac from the movie Scarface, we also did the A-Team van, and we did the Back to the Future car. So we did those 6 episodes initially. And I have a bunch of other cars that we would like to do with other clients. You know, I have someone here in Dallas that is a professional Blues Brothers tribute band, and I know that they want us to build them a Blues Brothers car. I have another guy who is a cosplayer professionally, and he's a big fan of RoboCop, and he would like us to build him a RoboCop police car. So those are some things that I would like to do.
You can catch Bob and all the cars from Scream Machines at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 4th of February on Discovery Turbo. Thanks for joining us on Behind the Wheel, Bob.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is fun.
BehindTheWheel.com.au